Okay, there you go.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for your time to tune in. And I would like to give you a short presentation and an overview. Almost all of this is actually included in the preparation notice, which you can download from the Office of Environmental Quality Control website. And so just an overview of the previous major land use permits and how we actually got here. So in the year 2011, we had the final environmental impact statement was accepted for the continued development of the Kapaa Light Industrial Park. The actual development of the park started about 25 years back, but it really it came to a point that we had to ascertain the environmental impact. So in 2011, the final impact EIS was accepted. In 2013, a zone change was accepted for two parcels of the Kapaa Light Industrial Park. It actually is on three parcels, but for two parcels, they had to be rezoned from general preservation to light industrial. And in 2014, part of this, the lower portion of the project site, you will see afterwards how it is located, needed a special management area use permit, an SMP, to continue with development. And this, in 2017, we filed for a minor modification of the SMP because we had some changes, to the original, and that was accepted. In 2019, we also provided a minor modification application, which at this point, the DPP said, hey, we would like to have a supplemental EIS, because since the first EIS, there has been 9 years has gone, and right now the mitigation solutions which were accepted in the original EIS were actually no longer planned. And we'll go into details why they were not planned anymore. And then 2020, we started the process of the supplemental EIS. So right now, the existing Kapaa Light Industrial Park, and you see they have a lower portion and an upper portion. On the upper portion, we have right now warehouses are constructed. On the lower portion, it's basically there's no fixed structures at the point in time. Some grading has been done under current grading permit. And this is the situation right now. Here we see actually where the proposed action is just to make sure that everybody knows where it is. We see here it is actually to the west of Kailua, also to the west directly adjacent to the Kauai Nui Marsh. And it is to the east of the H3 freeway. And again, like the project site comprises three parcels, and it's one of the largest development here in the Windward side. Number four, right now you see the TMK boundaries, which actually indicates the parcels, what kind of parcels are, and also what are the land use districts on the county side. On the state side, everything is urban. So we see here that the TMK 4215014, I don't know if you can see here, my mouse stretches around. And this particular parcel 014 actually was changed about a couple of years back. So there were two parcels in the original EIS, which were then actually consolidated into one. So right now we have two parcels which are comprised the project site, and one is 014 and the other one is 013. Next one, the SME boundaries and the special management area use permit we had to get for the lower portion. And you see the lower portion actually is the one in the shaded area, and this one is within the SMA. So for right now, we wanted to get file for a minor modification of the SMA. This actually was only pertaining to a part of the project site, but since the DPP considered that we should make a new EIS, the whole area, which is surrounded in red right now, should be actually subject to the supplemental EIS. This one is the proposed action, and this one is the updated site developing plan. And you see here the vegetated land unimproved, which is basically at the Kapaa stream corridor. We see the vegetated buffer zone, which is improved, the darker green, this one here, where we actually have, will be, this one is the restored habitat. Buildings are in blue. The paved impervious areas are gray. And the limits of land development is in red. Right now here, we wanted to show you how the supplemental EIS compares to the accepted EIS. On the upper left side, you see the site layout, which was part of the accepted EIS. And on the right side, you see right now in the supplemental EIS, and you see that basically, you know, the layout of the buildings have not changed very much. It's pretty much similar. You know, there have been differences here on the left side, you know, just see it down here, and of the this larger, but again, like mostly the difference in terms of in the building side is the layout. There are very few differences in building footprints. Okay. So there has been a, you know, part of the minor modification for the SMP was several mitigation areas. And I will just go through a list, which is also part of the preparation notice, which you can download or which you might have already read. Let me just start. Under A, it's stormwater drainage and treatment technology. This actually has changed from the previous developing strategy that we actually have to implement a better pollution control, because part of the changing stormwater discharge permits is that, you know, you have to have better care and you have to have actually a better treatment effectiveness. The second one under B is stormwater harvesting for irrigation. And this one we are changing, not necessarily be, you know, the principle, we still will be collecting stormwater for irrigation, but we have less vegetated area to irrigate. So basically it's only the size of the irrigation. Number C is the site finish grade elevation, and we will be increasing the site elevation. And this is mostly due to the fact that, you know, we right now, we have to convey the stormwater. And some of the, why we actually filed the minor modification is that, you know, we wanted to infiltrate the stormwater, you know, inside of the, of this perimeter berms, but a geological survey or report said we cannot do that because we might actually, there's danger that we might destabilize the berm. So we have to do some changes there. And so that means actually we have to elevate the finish grade so that we can convey the stormwater over the longest length is about 1,500 feet. So we need some hydraulic grade. Number D, the site perimeter berms, they basically will have the same function. They contain the land, the area, the fill, and they will be also having a dense vegetation cover, also with mature and high trees. So they will also serve visual mitigation. Under E is the pervious and vegetated areas. So in the initial, you know, EIS and the developing, we wanted to infiltrate stormwater at the site, which actually is mostly, you know, required for low impact developing strategies under the new stormwater ordinances. But here we actually have a very unique situation since it is a landfill. And in the landfill, you should not, you know, infiltrate water, because then, you know, what happens is you generate leachate, and leachate actually looks like coffee. It's a little bit brownish, especially, you know, these areas in when they were done like 67 years ago, the landfill, they didn't have some kind of a seal. So right now, one of the mitigation will be to avoid infiltration. Irrigation, again, like changed irrigation needs. That's actually what we said already. We have less vegetated area. Next slide, Happy. Then under G is wastewater treatment technology. And right now what we want to do, we want to use a more advanced technology, because in the last 9 years, actually some really groundbreaking has been developed. Right now we already have two systems which we'll be implementing under a cooperation with Department of Health. We're making a pilot project, and there's the wastewater which comes out, you know, is basically the treatment, the quality of stormwater. It's very high pollution prevention. Under H, we have a changed site road access. And so we had two accesses, but we came to the conclusion also under advice of a traffic engineer that, you know, these two is not really the optimum. So we have relocated the entrance to the site to bring it away from a little bit of a complicated intersection. So we think that we have mitigated potential traffic risk and created a simpler traffic flow. So the number I is the last one, the change layout of buildings, and that actually is because of improved internal movement alignment of the traffic flow. So we just will be rearranging the buildings. We will not necessarily increase the building area, which was accepted under the EIS. So right now, as also delineated in our preparation notice, the potential impact topics. We have here under natural physical environment, we have the climate change, it's important topic, geology, soils and topography, water resources, very important, you know, because we are actually close to the marsh, same as stormwater. We actually want to we have already implemented when we started, we were actually ahead of the governmental requirements in terms of low impact development, but we are following everything. Again, we are close to wetlands, vegetation and wildlife. There are already some things which we have to put in. Same thing as the threatened, endangered and sensitive species, because we have four federally listed water birds, which are endemic to the Kauai-Nui marsh. Air quality and noise. So these are the natural and physical environment we'll be looking at the impacts. Next one is the infrastructure and waste management. We have to look at the utilities, public services and facilities, traffic, transportation, parking, and also on-site wastewater management, because we are not connected to a public sewer and there's no plans to actually put a public sewer into the area. And the other impacts which we are looking at is visual impact, socioeconomic characteristics, because, you know, the development is free. We think it's very important for the windward community. Secondary cumulative impacts and archaeological resources. So these are the potential impact topics we'll be addressing in the supplemental EIS. Number 11, right now, these are the options right now. Please remember, actually, the reason right now we have to do the EIS is that we actually wanted to implement new site layout and mitigation. So in the proposed action is that we will implement the proposed update of the site developing features and improve impact mitigation strategies. So that actually responds to new design needs and some constraints. Because some of the stuff we were planning a couple of years back is right now no longer possible because also of changed permit requirements. And the second option is a no alternative, and we are going to investigate the consequences if we do not implement the impact mitigation which we propose. Next one is, what is the schedule and the next steps? And right now the public scoping meeting, which we actually have to conduct, is today. You all, thank you very much everybody for being here. The end of the public scoping period is July the 23rd, because it started on June 23rd with the publication in the environmental notice newsletter. So we have 30 days actually to respond. Preparation of draft supplemental EIS, we are targeting right now October, but you know how it is, sometimes the draft actually, it shifts around. So the draft SRS public comment period then would be about 2 months afterwards. And the final EIS then, you know, we should be able to get this out in early in 2021. So ways to comment, that's the, you know, you actually, you can submit your oral comment today, and I would appreciate your interest and participation. And you can also rewrite, and one person already has done so, and comments electronically to sustainableDC@gmail.com. We also, the same email, you received the invitation to the Zoom meeting today. Or if you want to mail it in, your comment by mail, you see this address here. And all comments are due to Sustainable Design and Consulting by July the 23rd. So that's actually the end of the 30 public scoping period. So I think right now that's very much for, thank you for the short attention to the presentation. I give it back to Phyllis.
Great, thank you, Manfred. And so we're interested in the comments that you would like for the record today, the oral record. And what we're gonna ask you to do is just unmute one at a time. And the best way to do that, I think, is right in the chat that you'd like to say something. And then we'll call you one by one to speak up. Would that be fine? You could do that. Just, I can't see your faces, so I can't raise the hand. And if some of you are on the phone, I'm just going to have to guess at that. So anybody want to make a comment? Okay. So, okay, Dr. Prentice, I think you can unmute yourself.
How's that working? Okay.
Works perfectly. There you go.
Okay, thank you. I think you're aware that in the past EIS that a number of organizations in the Kailua area and elsewhere, Neighborhood Board and others were heavily involved in the comments on this project and the interest on this project, especially as it affects and relates to the Kahunui Marsh. This new procedure of having a scoping meeting, I know, is part of the new revisions to the EIS rules of procedure. And I think it's the first time I've experienced it, and probably others as well. So I don't know if there's going to be any confusion about what comments to submit at the present time compared to what comments to submit during the draft process. But from my point, I assume that these will be general comments, and that we will still be able to make comments during the draft process.
Absolutely right, yep.
Mm-hmm. Some of the main issues that were raised before was that what we called the kind of fancy sewer and water system they projected and proposed. And we would like to believe that at that time that was a very effective system that would solve all of the runoff and sewage treatment issues for the site. And now apparently that's not true anymore. So I also believe that, as you said, that there are new EPA requirements that have to be met and such. So it's going to be confusing to the public unless you compare what was proposed before with what is proposed now with respect to the new requirements of the EPA. Otherwise, I think it's going to be a lot of confusion. Perhaps your new system would be acceptable. Perhaps it may be questionable on part of the community. But they need to have a comparison.
That's a good clarifying question. Did you want Manfred to comment on that, or do you want to finish what you're saying first?
Well, if he wants to, yeah, but I think it's in your minutes.
Okay, yes, it will be.
Funny, one of the most important things with respect to the stormwater runoff system is the effects of the water quality in Kahunui Marsh. So I think it needs to be very specific as to what the measurements of the water quality will be before and after the system is installed, so that people understand what effect it will have on the the water quality in the Kalanui Marsh. And I think that's about all I have to say at present time.
Thank you, Dr. Prentice, for your comments. We appreciate it.
Yeah, just very briefly, thank you so much. I mean, it's really the interest in the on-site wastewater system is absolutely encouraging. And right now having a pilot project with the DOH to install the first two systems. And the first one is already installed. We'll be conducting, the pilot project. And just to prevent, what kind of design parameters we do have. This one is what they call an NSF 350. It's a new NSF code, which actually is for recycled water. And just to give you an idea, it's a membrane system. First of all, it's like a bioreactor membrane system. And the quality of the water, which actually then will be infiltrated in the same way as we have in a regular septic system, is about the same as stormwater. A very low BOD, a relatively low nutrients. We also have enhanced nutrient reduction. So yes, actually the efforts are real. It's not that we, the owners have promised something and not held. No, it's not. They invested some serious money in that. And yes, right now the pilot project is underway. And we'll be actually reporting on that. But thank you very much for bringing that up.
Yeah, thank you. Just some of the more specific metrics on the water quality would be helpful.
Definitely, yes, we'll do that.
Okay, have we got any other comments? As was mentioned, this is not your only chance to do it, but if there's something that you believe that's important that we should know right away as things get started at the beginning of this few more weeks of public comment, please feel free to bring it up. When I first moved to Hawaii 31 years ago, I used to have as a facilitator, like a 30-second wait, and then I would be like, okay, well, then I guess that's it, right? But I've learned in my time living here and becoming almost a malahini that more like 2 minutes is best. So just in case anyone else is on the line, could you just put in the chat that you're thinking about bringing something up? Okay, I could do that. Let me see if I know how to do that. Yes, please do. So we're gonna unmute. Oh, here we go, I got it. Everyone's unmuted, just in case you're on a phone and it's tough for you to speak or find the unmute button there. We are really interested in what you have to say.
What was that icon again for chat? I couldn't figure that out.
Oh, it's down at the bottom. It looks like in a cartoon where you have the bubble over someone's head. It says chat underneath, but it's that little bubble.
I don't know. I got about a dozen of them came up here.
It says chat, but it's got a little air window where you could write in it above. Here's a way that you'll know, because I'll write something in the chat. It should go to everyone.
I see.
Here is the chat function. And then it should pop up on your screen. Someone may be wanting to speak here. Let's see. Did it show up?
Yes.
Great. You never know with the technology these days sometimes it decides not to work. All right, we'll give one more minute, and then if not, then we'll just wrap this and make sure that you know that there will be continuing communications about your ability to comment. Yes. Yeah, so we know that this is a new process for the scoping meeting. And also, it's really interesting to try to do this online with everything with the pandemic. And so I think sometimes the meetings would have been in person, but right now I think we're not doing it that way for safety reasons.
If I might, can you hear me?
Yes.
I was on the Environmental Council when we adopted this procedure. And I know it wasn't anticipated that it wouldn't be in person.
Yeah.
So we're kind of breaking new ground here. And I guess it'll work without people being in person. But the original intent was cost, of course, for people to do it in person.
Yes, and it is kind of a 2D world for most of us right now. So better to be safe and 2D. And hopefully we'll get back to regular interaction sometime soon. So great. I think it's a great improvement, though, to have a scoping meeting like this. It really seems to let people know, Dr. Prentice, that that people are really interested in what the public has to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up, Dr. Prentice, on you know, right now under the new EIS law, the public has two shots. You know, one is the scoping, that actually is the input in the draft already. I think this is actually pretty good also in just in a public meeting. And then the second one, of course, is to submit comments for the draft EIS. So both possibilities for you there.
All right, so I think we're going to call this a wrap. And just know that there were several other organizations invited that weren't able to attend today. And so there'll be follow-up information coming from sustainabledc@gmail.com to make sure that people feel comfortable to send their information in. And so thanks to those of you who are on the call today. And thank you, Manfred, for the presentation. And we look forward to presenting more as the SEIS unfolds and is completed. Okay, thank you. And this is how you end. You just go to the end button and then you click it and then you're off. So have a great weekend, everyone. I'm gonna stop recording.